Not on you, but and folding it in a time of action you appreciate, honey. But that's not in time to actually look at it.
No one's that many pages.
Oh, I'm sure he'll play with you tonight. He's coming on or coming in, I'm not sure. He wasn't sure.
I don't even see that in the packets.
What's that?
The pack, what came from Waldron today.
Oh, yeah, I just saw it.
Oh, this is it.
Okay.
Oh, it's copied on there. Okay.
Yeah. That's actually attached. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't have, their comments weren't.
Her comments weren't too bad.
No. They weren't bad at all. I did say the reorganization would be inappropriate because reorganization is inappropriate because sometimes I don't get here till 7:15. Yeah.
He struck out the word yards, but I think the word yards is on our schedule. The setback yard.
This is the comment from Pike County Planning and Mapping was that consider changing the term minimum yard to minimum setbacks in 431B.
I think probably saying so, both, because I think it says yard on the schedule.
I think it does too, but we'll have to take a look at that. That's one of those comments that, like, really, we're gonna.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what you mean. It's technically, it should be called a yard setback.
Yeah.
Correct, Robert?
These are very small.
Yeah, the print from the county is kind of small, isn't it?
Trying to save paper.
Yeah. They need to give away a couple more bridges.
Yeah.
They want us to take one.
Did you see that? Was the front page of the paper.
Well, I saw on Channel 13 him and his men running down the top. I have the deed to that right here. I'll sign it over to Milford Township right now if they want to take it.
Yep. That's what he said.
Yeah, now that it needs $1 million plus in repairs.
Yeah, that's what he said.
We should close it that, Matt.
We might have been able to do some repairs with our ARPA funding if we had had the opportunity, you know, before it got to this stage, but.
Yeah, we listed as minimum yards.
We do say minimum yard in 414.
Schedule of regulations.
Schedule of regulations, minimum yards, okay. All right, well, the Planning Commission can come back and say, we don't believe that should be changed. How's that?
That could be what they. I didn't see the last comment addressed.
Which one's that, Rachel?
431B7 states a parking permit would be issued by the township. It needs
to
be
it's not addressed. Yeah, it's not addressed. And
or if different terminology should be used.
Yeah, I actually took a look at it and said, I don't know why we use the word permit. We could use parking
because
approval.
We weren't the ones who wrote it.
Right. We could use the word approvals, additional parking approval and parking approvals.
Okay. The good news is we have yards in our definitions.
Yep.
And that defines the yard pretty much as a setback, and then it says C setback.
C setback, yeah. Well, that's what
so
it connects through.
Let me just take a look at that, Rachel. I had it out here a second ago.
And the fire lane language that he uses is a little wishy-washy.
Yeah.
The Planning Commission may want to be a little bit more robust in addressing the fire access.
We did. I know there was a point when we did address the fire access because on plans we had spoken about that.
Was it only on the plan?
Might have only been on the plan as a conditional use.
This is for...
Would that be what it was, Tony?
Yeah, it was the conditional use approval.
So this is the language that they were adding to the ordinance.
It says a fire lane may be required to provide emergency access to one or more of the interior lots if access is limited, to be determined at the land development submission stage.
Well, that's during the conditional use.
Well, the conditional use would technically not be during the land development.
Right.
It would be prior to that.
It would be prior to, but I think it should be,
well, I'm just saying,
should be determined at the land development stage, not at submission.
I'd have to look at the conditions we set.
But to go back to the other one, there's nothing in our ordinance that talks about parking permits, so that comment is correct. Our ordinance does talk about parking approvals for various uses. So I was going to suggest to the planners that we use that same language, call it approvals rather than permits.
Because anytime they change a business and it's a different use, they got to come back in for a conditional use anyway.
Yeah, so
it's
currently worded like this. It says any proposed change in a use within a building must be the subject of an application for a parking permit for a proposed use. Instead, just change the word permit to approval. If the proposed use will not materially change the parking and or traffic for the prior use, the parking permit can be issued. Again, just change it from permit to approval.
Yeah.
What would that be in our formal process if they're literally only coming in
that
for
would
the
be
parking?
That would be at land development, probably. Yeah, because we're not going to see a parking plan. A full parking plan until land development.
So we probably should be specific about what that process actually is in our... Oh, structure.
Yeah, in the saldo and in
that,
the
that's
going to
come
ordinance.
Up in the conditional
right.
use.
Right. Well, it'll come up in the conditional use.
And that's going to be part of what
but,
is being sent
but
to the land development.
But you're not going to see it until the land development.
Right. But
you're going to see you're going to see a sketch plan.
We're going
to say
our
them,
ordinance says you
most
have to
of
have
them
have
coming for both at the same
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Our ordinance is still going to say you have to have so many parking spots for whatever type
correct.
Of use it is.
Correct.
So if that's going to be one of the conditions that it meets all.
Right.
Like usual, all the zoning.
Yeah, I don't think that any of this stuff is gonna. All of this is gonna be handled when the maps come in.
Yeah.
Did Nancy Sarsonella meet with the Planning Commission?
Yes.
Yeah.
And did you schedule the Truex guy to come?
They came already.
They came.
Oh,
they came
at our last meeting.
They came last
okay.
Thursday. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember her name. She was very, very well prepared.
Yes.
Samantha.
Yes.
John will remember.
Samantha.
Thank you.
You put her on the spot. She really loves that, Bob.
Yeah.
She wrote it enough times in email, so I think she remembers.
Is the Planning Commission making a recommendation?
They have.
The next
yeah.
meeting.
They haven't decided.
Give everybody time to absorb it.
So at the end of the month, you intend to meet?
Yeah, 23rd.
So that's what they're meeting on the 23rd for, which I told them I would not be attending that meeting.
You said, thank God.
No. Well, I asked them at the end. I asked them at the end of the last meeting if they had a preference, and no one said anything.
Well, you're betting that you're going to have a quorum on the 23rd.
Yeah.
Mike.
That was my question. Does anybody have a preference?
The only one that can't make it so far.
Well, we know Roman probably can't make it.
Roman can't make it, yeah.
Bobby can't make it because he'll be in Boston.
All right.
So it's between me, Ray, and Kevin.
I thought they were both. I got to be on hand for both questions, and they were both well prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought the Planning Commission did a good job of trying to narrow down what it was going to cost, whether we need someone at a meeting or not, but stuff like that. So. Hey, Kevin.
Hello.
Howdy, howdy.
How are you? Cold out there.
It's been a little brisk the last few days.
Yeah, brisk. Brisk is a good way of putting it.
I don't know. I didn't go outside until now.
Huh?
I don't know. I didn't go outside till now.
Smart man. Mm-hmm.
That wind was whipping last night.
Mm-hmm.
Did I see that 84 had another problem this morning?
Yep.
The Monroe County commissioners were talking about the Code Red security breach that we probably should put that
Code Red
information.
Security.
You didn't hear about this? Yeah, apparently the Code Red system nationally was hacked.
Oh, that's
wonderful. The out-of-country hackers were able to access all the email addresses, passwords that were in the Code Red system.
For county offices?
For the entire nation.
Ah.
For everywhere where anyone signed up for Code Red. So they shut the system down and reopened it, I guess, under a slightly different system. They're recommending that people change their password, go in and change their password now that the system has been reset to this new system. But it seems like whoever these hacker actors were, they now have all of the emergency responder personnel's probably cell phone numbers, because they those auto push out to people's cell phones. So they have your cell phone number, your home address, your name, your email address. And if you are among the many, many people who use similar passwords or the same password for multiple places, they have your password. So they were recommending that people change their passwords and make sure they have different passwords and are not using the same password.
I don't understand why people do that.
Because it becomes really difficult to remember 80 million different ones all the time. And some have this character number and that special character requirements, and some make you change this, some make you do 6 steps to log in, and it gets to be a real pain in the, you know.
Well, I have a terrible tendency, though. I use old addresses and old phone numbers.
Oh.
But not together, not intertwined.
Oh, okay.
And if somebody ever figures it out, they'll have everything.
Well, you just recorded it for them, so
that's
maybe
good.
They will.
I hope they do.
I don't know if any of you are aware of Scott Keener. You might probably not.
Yeah.
They stole 2 motorcycles and a quad from his house between 10 at night and 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Really?
The outcome of
where would they be? Outside?
They're
or
in his garage.
They were in his garage.
In his garage.
And he put them on Marketplace. And the cops told them what's happening is these criminals are looking on Marketplace, they look up your address, and then they just go take it.
On the GIS. Wow.
Hmm.
Now, where's he?
Foster Hill.
Foster Hill.
Very discouraging.
Interesting.
He went out looking at cameras to see if they can spot anything, but they said even if he sees something, they're not going to be able to get him. They're probably out of Jersey or New York. Because they come over the border, steal stuff, and didn't show up over the border.
When my husband was over at Jack Williams, when it was Jack Williams, they had someone stealing the scrap metal out of their scrap metal. And we put up a camera thinking, you know, we're going to find out who this person was. First of all, it's very difficult to see anything that was valuable on what the camera picked up, right? And then to be able to use it was a whole different problem. They did end up catching somebody only because someone who was working next door saw the person stealing and caught them in the act of it. But they're driving a Mercedes, out of state plates, and they were.
That wasn't the first time they did it, since they could afford the Mercedes.
You know
who did that? Tommy Morante. They stole his excavator. His mini excavator.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and you know how he got him?
Does he own GPS?
No, he owned the building on 01, where the hairdresser was.
Right.
And he had a camera on the front.
And
he saw the truck go by with his excavator
on, and he actually got it back.
Yeah, he got it back.
Wow.
Kind of indignant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or Bushkill.
Bushkill.
Yep. Located in Bushkill. They stopped for fuel.
Oh, is that it when they got him?
Yeah.
Everybody going to stop and get their $1 billion lottery ticket on the way home?
Because yeah, somebody might, if I don't get mine, nobody will win. If I get mine, somebody else will win.
You need someone to buy it for you and give it to you.
Years and years ago, when I had the body shop, it got up to like $136 million, which at the time was a lot. We had to go to Dunmore. We found this little convenience store on an off-road, and we bought 250 tickets. Do you know, out of 250 tickets, we had one number. So I'll never do that again.
Yeah, I can remember people stand in line to buy these tickets.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All around here, you couldn't buy them. The lines were around the block.
Yep.
I go in the liquor store to get a bottle of wine, and they have the machines right there at the checkout. And I'm thinking, what are all these people doing at the checkout line at a liquor store in Holly? They're all waiting their turn to get at the machine.
But
they buy them through the machine now, the kiosk.
Some of the gas stations, that's the only way you can get them. You have to wait and use the machine.
What are all these people doing here? Nobody has bottles. What are they here for? And I realize there's the lottery machine.
Before you came in, we were talking about that we got a document today from Tony Waldron with changes to the curative amendment that he's proposing in response to the county's comments. There's a copy on the table. You want to take a look, but I, for one, would think that the most appropriate thing would be to send it back to the Planning Commission to review his proposal. And not everything is addressed in his comments.
Well, we've got a problem with the 23rd already. Well, we didn't have any other business, and I spoke with Mr. Fuller today, and I said, in light of what we're doing, we might as well push everything off and cancel the meeting on the 23rd.
Beautiful.
Mr. Brown isn't going to come anyway, right?
Right.
And we already know that we're short. So.
Hi, how are you?
And when did we get it? We got this today?
Yes.
11:54 or 11:34 this morning.
Well.
They're coming.
Huh?
They're coming. They want a hearing.
Well, we know they want a hearing. We know that, but...
How are you?
But they do nothing for next...
I mean, the next meeting is the day before Christmas Eve. It's...
And I won't be at it.
Huh?
I won't be at that meeting.
Well, that's right.
I did tell you guys, yep.
Yeah, you did tell us that. Mm-hmm. That's, all right. So I'm for canceling the 23rd meeting.
Just can't get a quorum.
Huh?
I wouldn't think you'd be able to get a quorum.
I don't think you'd get a quorum.
If we even get a quorum, it's only going to be you, me, and Ray.
Yeah.
And Ray's going to be last minute, as we never know.
Never know what the weather's going to hold in store for December.
Well, and our solicitor isn't going to be there. We know that ahead of time. So, and have you had a chance to make comments about what he said?
I just read it in between meetings this afternoon.
So if you're going to give it to us, then Mr. Belwar needs to get a copy of it.
Indeed.
It's not much, but it needs to be looked at.
And I don't think it's complete yet, so.
Right.
There's that aspect as well.
Was this the last?
Hi, Tony.
Tony?
Yeah.
And please, before you go, help yourself.
Yes, everybody. Go.
Oh, thank you.
And I was told to check your schedule, Kevin.
Huh?
I was told to check your schedule.
My schedule?
Mm-hmm.
For?
For that errand that we talked about, that fun activity. I have 57.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dave.
Kevin's here already, so Dave and Kevin are here, so. Bill's not online, okay. Dwayne's here, so.
Well, if Bill's not here, we probably won't get budget questions.
Unless Fred comes. Fred came to the planning meeting last.
It's a borough meeting today.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, they moved it back to the same night as ours.
I did not see a draft letter to the Water Authority.
No. Not yet.
Okay.
It's coming.
Okay.
We can get together on that. Might need a 5-minute phone call. I know. How harsh do you want me to be?
I can always adjust the tone in the draft.
Did you see the movie Conan the Barbarian?
Cutting heads off?
Which version?
Call meeting of the Milford Township Supervisors to order. Would a pledge of what's saying aye?